This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett getting set for tonight's game, and should be an interesting contest. Both these teams have struggled to win this year. Both teams have had issues at times on both sides of the ball. Warriors have had trouble scoring. They've had trouble defending. Chicago has been pretty solid defending most nights, but they've had their issues too. A lot of their struggles have come on the offensive end. Let's get our CarMax keys to the game. For that, let's go to Jim Barnett.
Well, Tim, the Bulls are 2-2 since the Warriors faced them 9 days ago. The Warriors 0-4 all on this road trip. They'd like to get a win and then go home with that. Number one, they've got to manage their turnovers because Chicago forces the most turnovers in the league, nearly 19 a game, and that gets them off and scoring. I think secondly, tonight, the Warriors have to get off to a good start, maybe a great start, so they can play from ahead. That's what they did 9 days ago at the Chase Center when they led after one quarter 25-17. They won that game. And I think if that puts them in a winning kind of mood like that, a positive vein, I think they're going to be much better off. If they get behind early, they might think, oh, here we go again.
You know, Jim, how do you, as a player, how do you go about not looking at this game knowing that you're flying home tomorrow? You know, it's the last game of the road trip. Everybody wants to get home. How do you avoid that?
Well, I think all NBA players, you compartmentalize. You're not even thinking about that. You shouldn't be thinking about that. You're thinking about what you can do early in the game. And the first thing they need to do early in this game is defend. Not about scoring, okay? If they play defense, the scoring will come.
Yeah, they have to get out and get easy buckets for the Chicago Bulls tonight. Chris Dunn will start at a small forward spot, which is kind of not really a stretch for him, but they're really starting three guards. Their two guards are actually bigger than what he is. But Dunn, of course, out of Providence College, has never really lived up to the acclaim he had coming into the 2016 draft, coming off a 10.4 rebound, 4 assist night. 6'4", 205 pounds, 25 years old in his fourth season. Lowry Markkanen, University of Arizona product in his third year, 13 points, just shy of 7 rebounds, hasn't played up to expectations, shooting only 36% at 31 beyond the arc. Wendell Carter Jr., in his second season out of Duke, he is what he is. He plays around the basket and stays there. 12.7 points, 9.9 rebounds, 56.8% from the field, and he makes sure that his shots around the rim go in. Thomas Satoransky, in his fourth year, acquired from Washington for future draft considerations in a sign-and-trade deal. Last 8 games, he's averaged 6.6 assists. He's 6'7", 210 pounds. And then Zach LaVine, the former UCLA Bruin, in his sixth year, 22 a night, but 25 or more in his last 4, averaging 29 per contest in those 4 games, shooting 50% from 3. For head coach Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, at the small forward spot will be Eric Paschal, 6'6", 255 pounds, 17 points, 5 rebounds a game for the rookie. Draymond Green at the 4 with Willie Cauley-Stein at center. Glenn Robinson the 3rd, D'Angelo Russell the guard line. Eric Lewis the crew chief, Jeremias Petritis, and welcome back Lauren Holtkamp Sterling. A year ago, an ACL operation. 6 months ago, she gave birth to a baby girl. It's the first mom to referee an NBA game. Welcome back, Lauren Holtkamp. Opening tip controlled by the Warriors, wearing their Gold City uniforms. Blue letters, blue numbers, City on the front with the Golden Gate Bridge. Bad pass by Russell off pick and roll. Picked up by Markkanen. Finds Satoransky to the right wing. Dunn will bring it back up and reset. Bulls wearing what used to be called road black jerseys with white white letters in the backside. Red numbers outlined in right. And it says Chicago across the front with the dribble to the near wing. Levine, pass to Carter Jr., out to Markkanen. It's a three over Cauley-Stein. Too strong, batted in the air, but grabbed out of the air by Glenn Robinson the third. Takes it down the right wing, terminates the dribble, finds Draymond. Draymond up top. Wants Pascal downstairs, posted up, done. Bad pass, it was saved by Pascal, tipped in the air, loose ball, Chicago, on the break, wide open, Satoransky with a right-hand slam, a turnover, leads to 2 points for Chicago, and that's what the Bulls like to do. Russell directing traffic, feeds Draymond the logo, left wing, at the elbow extended to Pascal, the Draymond right side, dribble handoff to Robinson the third, cut off nicely by Levine. Robinson resets, dribbles into trouble, and stolen away by Dunn. Not a good decision. Satoransky got it to Levine. Levine down the near wing to Carter Jr., pick and roll. Now it's pick and pop. Carter Jr. gets it back to Levine. In the corner it goes. Satoransky wheels off an angle screen. Behind the back goes kicked by Russell or Cauley-Stein, I believe. And it's going to be a reset and 14 on the shot clock for Chicago.
Possession remains with the Bulls.
Warriors going at the basket to our right. Jim Boylan standing hands on hips, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. Inbound at Satoransky, moves quickly, driving hard, goes to the corner. Waiting there on the far side was Dunn. Dunn gets it back. Two-man game with Carter. Spins, rotates up top, marking it. Straight on for three. Front rim glass, no good. Good box out by Cauley-Stein. Leaves the rebound for Russell. Here comes Draymond in the front court. Draymond Green. Cross-court skip pass. Pascal finds an opening. Bounce pass to Cauley-Stein. Up top to Russell. 25-footer. Got it. And the Warriors take the lead 3-2.
I love the way they have defended on Markkanen, a struggling shooter. He's missed his first two threes.
Warriors played 2 minutes and change here at Chicago. Satoransky teardrop down the lane, no good. Slapped off the glass, deflected. Russell will take it in stride. Russell on the break, dialing long distance, nails a straight on three. Back-to-back triples for Russell, and the Warriors lead 6-2.
He catches the defense on their heels. They don't think he's going to shoot that.
Markkanen to Dunn. Dunn sets up shot behind the arc on the right wing. Up top, Satoransky dribbles left. Comes back to the right hand, to the paint, right box, pass inside, stolen by Draymond. Just
excellent defense.
Gobbled that one right up.
Well, he and Willie Cauley-Stein did a job inside.
Russell to Cauley-Stein, pick and roll. Cauley-Stein dribbled once, dribbled twice, and in the association, that is a no-no.
Yeah, he dribbled with his right hand, then caught it with his left momentarily, had two hands on the ball and kept dribbling again. So he was indecisive.
Now you can pick the ball up and take three steps. We saw that last night in a game involving Los Angeles, or two nights ago.
With LeBron, yes. Yeah.
Levine up top, bounce by Satoransky right around Draymond, inside hand, left side of the bucket, and it's 6-4. Warriors already, by the way, with four turnovers.
They caught Draymond Green up too high.
Draymond dribbles into Carter and draws a foul.
Draymond was looking for a steal at the other end, Tim, and he's coming up kind of a little too high between the ball and the man, and that's why they went backdoor and burned him.
Fouls on Satoransky, and Draymond was gathered and going to the hole, and he's going to shoot two. Bulls 8-14, they're third in the Central.
The nice thing, Tim, the four turnovers, at least, you know, they're within striking distance right here. If he makes a free throw here, they're in pretty good shape as far as scoring.
Draymond hits the first. 7-4. Warriors make it 8-4. Warriors head home tomorrow to conclude the road trip. Bulls get ready for a back-to-back at Miami, then home for Toronto. That's going to be a tough one. Dunn, pick and roll with Carter Jr. Throws it up to the rim, missed it. Tipped, is up and in. Nobody put a body on him. An easy bucket for Dunn. It's 8-6.
Yeah, that rebound came right back to him in stride.
Russell working on Dunn, who got his arm blocked on Russell, and that's a foul on Dunn.
Dunn's fourth start, and one of the reasons is, you know, yes, he's scored 8 points a game over the last four or five games, but he's a good defender. Not a great shooter. You can go under the screen on him. I don't want to see anybody going over the top.
I'll let them know. Russell with the ball on the far wing. Gets doubled. Pulls up. Locates Robinson. Back to Russell. Hunting a shot. Back to Robinson. Down the lane. Double clutches. Back rim no good. Tip Cauley-Stein. Doesn't go. Markkanen pulled it down. Markkanen quickly accelerates and goes hard to the paint. Good cut. Throws it up top. Levine. Pump fake with the dribble now. Guarded by Robinson. Trying to shade him left, but the screen goes right. Levine fades and fires. Three ball back rim. Miss, and Russell will pull it down for Golden State. Warriors lead by two here with 8:10 to go in the first. Cauley-Stein to Draymond to the corner to Pascal. He'll fire, too strong, and the rebound grabbed with fingertip control by LaVine. LaVine to the timeline, to the three-point line. Right side, spins the paint, leaves his feet, bad pass, batted out of the air by Pascal, grabbed by Russell, turnover on the Bulls. Robinson pulls up for 14, buried it.
Okay, Robinson is doing a great job on LaVine early on. I think that's important. Very important.
And Robinson's always a little bit of a key for the Warriors, too. When he scores, the Warriors win, usually.
Yes.
Dunn high post to Carter. Carter fakes a handoff. Now Zadaransky goes the other way. Rotates with open marketing. Pump fake, comes baseline. Gets to the reverse and scores.
You can see he was going reverse. Willie Cauley-Stein just waited a little too long to jump.
Draymond Green throws the corner to Russell. Russell goes to work over Dunn. It's a three. It's short. And Carter Jr. pulls down the rebound.
He's trying to draw a foul there. He had two hands on him, and then they released.
Now, Markkanen turns the corner, baseline, drives and dunks, got around the rookie Pascal, and ties the game at 10. We played 5 minutes here in Chicago. Warriors going left to right with the ball.
Smart. When you miss your first two threes, go inside. That's kind of Rick Barry mode.
That's a rule to live by in the association. Cauley-Stein looks low, dribbles to facilitate, hand off to Pascal. Pascal burrows his way into the paint, leaves it for Cauley-Stein, trying to dunk it, and Carter Jr. gets called for a foul, and we get called for a timeout. 6:44 to go. First quarter of play, Warriors and Bulls tied at 10 on the Warriors Radio Network. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, we are courtside here in Chicago. Warriors and the Bulls, they were tied at the 10, 6:44 to go in the first quarter.
I love the energy, and you better have energy because the Bulls are pushing it tonight.
And the Warriors need better communication on the defensive end. Who better to talk about that than Draymond Green?
Yeah, you can't play defense without communicating. That's the... Next to just wanting to play defense, the most important thing is communicating on defense. So we got to be better.
First free throw. He's up and no good for Cauley-Stein. Same five that left the floor for head coach Steve Kerr. Second free throw rattles around and does not fall. Zach LaVine with a rebound and a backward flip for Zadaransky. Zadaransky on top of the logo. Pressured by Draymond. Spin left. Bounce pass to LaVine. Guarded by Robinson. High post Carter Jr. Back to LaVine. Down the lane. Takes it over Cauley-Stein. Rejected and knocked out of bounds. Six on the shot clock. Cauley-Stein now with at least one block in 15 of the last 16 games. And that was emphatic.
Well, I'll tell you something about LaVine. Almost 6 minutes here in the first quarter, he hasn't scored. That doesn't happen often with a guy that gives you about 23 a night. And he's had a 49-point game.
Gafford checks in, and we got a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be on Cauley-Stein. There was no reason to foul there.
Well, there was no reason to call the foul, Tim. They're running out towards half court for the ball, and you could see Chicago was going to get it. I'm serious. I'm surprised it was even blown at all.
I know, but it's six on the shot clock. You just got to let him go. What's he going to do from half court? Dunn takes a corner three, and it costs the Warriors. A three ball by Dunn, and it's 13-10 Chicago. 6:15 to go. First quarter of play. Russell throws to Draymond. Draymond to the corner. Pascal head fake, squeezes in. Pascal a cutter. A whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Pascal.
The way they play defense now, they really pack the lane. Every team, everywhere. It's tough to make a pass. You've got to drive under control. It requires a lot from players. Athleticism, and they've got to have their brain working as well.
Daniel Gafford has checked in, 6'10", 234. Big man out of Arkansas, rookie. Zadaransky catches from Dunn. Top side three doesn't go. And still 13-10 Chicago. 5:50 to go first quarter. Russell off a series of screens. Comes to the right wing, to the baseline. Up top to Pascal. Drives on Markkanen. Pump fake. Waiting. Throws outside. Bad pass. Pascal runs it down. Saves it to Robinson. Five to shoot to Russell. Got to go to work here. With three. With two. Ball knocked away. Pascal gets it. And it's out of bounds. And the possession is going nowhere. Pascal needs to be a little more patient.
Well,
trying
to
force the issue.
If you notice, Glenn Robinson got the ball near half court. He looked at the other end. He saw there was only 6 seconds left. He probably would have gone, but all of a sudden he said, you know, I'm going to give it to Russell because I know he can create the shot.
Zadaransky runs into trouble, throws up top LaVine. Levine dribbles and gives it to White, who's checked in the first time. Rookie out of North Carolina. Skip pass to Markin. Baseline drive cut off by Pascal, but that's a foul on Pascal. Substitutions for the Warriors. Bowman and Burks come in. Russell and Draymond to sit. Here comes Marquise Chris. He'll go and get Willie Cauley-Stein.
When you're going out on a three-point shooter, which Markin it is, you've got to go out on the shooting hand side. And if he's going to drive, he's going to drive right 9 out of 10 times. And be aware of that.
Levine catches on the inbound. Travels, low call. Throws it up top to Markin. Markin puts it on the right hand. Now to the right box. Left-hand dribble gets middle. Fadeaway jumper up wide left. Not good. Rebound loose. Gafford gets it. It's a shot clock violation on Chicago. And nice job defensively for Golden State.
Yeah, and you can see, when you have a right-handed player like Markin, and he's very right, and he goes left, he's not as effective.
That's where Markin might be better served to learn a little lefty jump hook. Bowman with the ball to Pascal. Rookie to rookie, down the corner. Robinson, quick release, no splash. Markin, a defensive rebound. Finds Levine. Still 13 to 10, Chicago. 4:49 to go. Markin, we're on the floor. Gets a pass from Levine and dumped it. 15 to 10, Warriors down by 5.
Chicago's defense is really tough. Difficult to even pass the ball, work the offense inside.
Bulls on 9-0 run. Marquise Chris spins on Gafford. Got to the restricted area to Pascal. Double clutch, no good. Whistle and a foul.
You got a double clutch to get a foul there. They're going to block it. They switch over. They're really defending the paint and making it very tough inside, Tim. The Bulls have won 2 in a row, and they're hungry.
Chicago has not won 3 in a row since last February.
Right.
Hey, Kia's Drive and Score promotion is rewarding Warrior fans with the ultimate gift. Purchase or lease any 2019 or 2020 Kia and get 2 tickets to a Warriors home game. Offer ends December 31st. Go to warriors.com/Kia for participating dealers. Well, Pascal misses a free throw. Golden State, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Second one's good. That's 15 to 11. Satoransky head up with a dribble. Crossover right hand. Brings it front court. Behind the back for balance. Got it to Levine. Throws it down the lane to Gafford. Wide open for a dunk. All eyes on Levine. And Gafford slips in for an easy bucket.
They need a timeout.
And they're going to get it right here. 4:12 to go first quarter. The Chicago Bulls on 11-1 run. They lead 17-11 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 4:12 left first quarter. Warriors with the ball at the far hash mark. Basket to our right. Ball thrown into Kai Bowman. Bowman on the bounce to Pascal. Reverse pivot into a triple threat. Looking, waiting, throws high post to Chris. Chris, 2 dribbles, gets it to Burks on the right side. Behind the screen, 3, buried it. Cutting the Chicago advantage in half.
That's what they need. Run a play simply and quickly, effectively, and drop it.
Levine waiting now for Markkanen. Pick and pop. Markkanen's open. He'll fire away. That was too easy. 3 ball for Markkanen, and Chicago gets it right back. He's got 9 of their 20.
Well, Pascal started to help on Levine. He could not get back in time for Markkanen.
Bowman drives. Kicked it left sideline. Got it to Robinson. Dribble drive. One-hander. Finishes with a rim. Nothing but net over Gafford. It's 20-16, Chicago.
He's learned something. Shoot on the way up. They can't block it. Nice job.
Levine. Waiting. Screen by Gafford. Rubs off Robinson. Warriors not really switching on that as Robinson recovers. Ball comes to Satoransky. Dribble drive right side. Goes reverse. Hand off Levine to the rim. Blocked by Chris. Chris tipped it. Tries to grab it. Knocked out of his hands by Gafford. And Marquise Chris forcing a turnover there for Chicago on the block on Levine.
Yes, and Levine is now 0-for-3 and still scoreless.
Well, guy like that, score like that, he's going to start hunting shots here pretty soon.
Absolutely. He thought he had an easy one there, and Marquise Chris just denied him at the top, right at rim level.
Jordan Poole is checked in now for Golden State. Bowman with the ball. Gets it to Chris. Chris, dribble handoff back to Bowman. Bowman surveys the floor. Comes to the left, feeds Chris. Warriors spacing not good. Chris feeds Bowman. Bounce pass inside Looney. Pump fake. Goes up strong. Got it and got fouled. Kevon Looney with the patience of a veteran in trouble inside. He knew he had just a little bit more time and he waited and then went up.
Well, he knows initially he's not going to out jump anybody. He knows who he is. but he's very good with the pump fakes, and he's very good at protecting the ball when he goes up so he can get it off a little bit, and that time it helped him as it creeped right over the front of the rim and just dropped in, and he still got fouled and made a three-point play with the free throw.
Makes it a one-point game, 20-19. By Looney. Really became a real good pro right in front of our eyes. White with a dribble for Chicago. Gets it now to Carter Jr. Back to White. He'll shoot. No good. High in the air for the rebound was Burks. Burks now waiting. Pass to Chris. Chris dribbles, moves in on Cornette. Throws it back out to Poole. Poole fires, misses. Rebound Carter Jr. Now ball thrown ahead. Valentine goes up with an awkward move off the wrong foot, and Looney gets the rebound. He down the near sideline. Bowman off a drag screen from Looney. Picks up the dribble. Feeds Chris. Chris on Valentine. Power move. Had a mouse in the house. Goes up and scores, turning left shoulder. It's a one-point lead for Golden State. White probing the defense right side. Comes middle off the screen. White retreats. 1:48 to go in the quarter. White driving on Looney. Got to the rim. Got to the other side and leading it with the left hand.
That's what he likes to do. That's why you don't want to get caught going over the top of screens on him. He's not a great shooter.
22-21 Chicago. Warriors with the ball. Front court left. Looney catches. Hand off Poole. Poole goes baseline. Throws it up. Blocked by Cornette, the former Vanderbilt star. Here comes White. White with a high dribble. Sets his feet. Three ball up and good. Nobody picked him up. Coming down the other way. And the Bulls lead by 4, 25-21.
Yep, 33% shooter from three. Goes about 45 when no one's on him.
Up top, Bowman, bounce pass Looney. Looney turns and faces, waiting, waiting. Now driving on Carter Jr., kicked it to the corner, Poole. Burks drops a pass, shot clock at three, gotta go. Burks down the lane, takes the hit, goes up and banked it home. Carter Jr. slammed into him, but he hung out of the ball and scored it. High pass over to Cornette in the corner for Chicago. Team's playing very fast right now. White with the dribble. Terminates up top. Cornette reverses to Archie Diacono. Gets it over to White. White dribble drive to the paint. Throws to the baseline. Carter Jr. Archie Diacono fires. Misses a three. Loose ball tipped out of bounds by Cornette. Golden State will get it back with 32 on the clock.
Intense pace.
Archie Diacono, another one of those players who played for Jay Wright at Villanova. Bowman to the timeline. Bowman with White. White has got the ABA-type afro going these days. Burks with the ball on the left wing. Feeds Looney. Hand off back to Burks. Head fake. Takes his man in the box. Backing him down. Three to shoot. Turn. Spins. Fires. No good. Carter Jr. clears. Archie Diacono into the front court. Waiting. Drifting. 3 seconds left. Got it to White. We have a whistle. What do we got? We have a foul. It's going to be on Bowman. First and the last 2 minutes for Golden State. So not a bad foul by Bowman. 2.8 to go now in the quarter. It will not be a sellout crowd here tonight. All thrown in near side Valentine. Finds a cutter. It's White. Turns. Lets it fly. Got it! With 0.6 to go, the three ball gets a five-point lead, and the horn sounds to end the quarter. Chicago leading by five at the end of one, 28-23. Second quarter action upcoming from the United Center on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Kevon Looney got some good minutes here toward the end of the first quarter. He's trying to get better and better and learning how to stretch the floor.
It's definitely something I've been working on, shooting a lot of threes and, you know, playing a lot more power forward this year instead of center with the lineups and injuries that we have. So I'd be able to stretch the floor out, and that's something I've been wanting to add to my game, to my career anyway. So something I work on and feel comfortable with. Hopefully I get something up in the games coming up, but yeah, something that I've really been focusing on.
Chicago up five as we start the second quarter. White guarded by Burks. Valentine will take it the corner. Gets it to Cornette. Cornette in the paint. Doesn't want to shoot it. Archie Diacono with the ball. Working on Bowman. Throws over to Cornette. Fires away from the three. It's no good. And Marquise Chris with the rebound. Chris with Pascal, Burks, Bowman, and Spellman. Against White. Archie Diacono Valentine Carter Jr. and Cornette for Chicago.
Let's see if the Warriors can get some shots. It's difficult getting shots against this defense.
Burks to Chris. Chris banging away inside. Moves Carter out of the way. Missed the layup. Missed the tip. Loose ball knocked away. And it's going to be Chicago ball. White to the far hash mark. Shiver move off the screen. Herky jerky jump shot is up and it's back and no good. And Pascal with a defensive rebound.
Tim, in the first quarter, 24 attempts from Chicago, 16 for the Warriors.
Bowman with the ball in the far corner. Bowman with it. He'll take a jumper and knock it down. A three ball for Bowman. And Bowman has got the Chicago advantage down to two.
Both teams have four threes. That's nice mark.
Cornette pick and pop off a screen by Carter. That's a 5-4 pick and roll there. Bulls now rotating the ball on the far side. Cornette with another jumper. It's no good. Long rebound. Tipped out. White will reset. White drives on. Burks to the rim. Missed the dunk. Ball deflected away. Chris got it. Ahead to Bowman. Bowman flipped it down to Burks. Burks will try to get a good possession here. Guarded by Denzel Valentine. White corner to Pascal. Pascal working on Cornette. Dribbles, goes to work with seven, squeezes between two defenders, shots up, it's good continuation for Pascal. He's got to go to the line, a chance for a three-point play.
And that's a foul on Wendell Carter Jr. He tried to cut him off. I'll tell you, Lauren
Holkamp,
yes, was right on top of that. She saw kind of a little hip check, and Pascal was able to squeeze through and score.
That's a man's move, too, because you've got to be strong to get between two guys like that.
No question.
Finish. Marquise Chris out. Cauley Stein in. Pascal, free throw good. Three-point play. One-point lead. 10-13 to go. And Pascal now with 4 points and a couple of boards.
Warriors shooting 50%.
Archie Diacono with a handle outside left. Off of Carter Jr. screen. To the elbow. Back to Carter Jr. He'll go in deep on Cauley Stein. Nowhere to go. Stumbling, falling down. Archie Diacono back out to Carter Jr. Back to Archie Diacono with it. We get a whistle. We have a foul. It's going to be on Bowman.
Well, they got switched off on the big, but you don't want to foul him until you need to.
Yeah, Bowman with the second foul, by the way.
Yeah, when he gets the ball, or they try to throw the ball inside. Right there, he was just kind of clearing through.
Bulls 4-7 home, 4-7 road. Carter Jr. off the inbounds, just flipped it up, a weird-looking shot. Spellman got the rebound.
Didn't want to get it blocked. He just loosely threw it up.
Bowman doubled, finds Spellman left wing, fires away. Three ball, good for Omari Spellman. And the Warriors starting to get something going. They've scored 9 in a row. 32-28 Golden State.
I love what Bowman did. Got rid of the ball quickly.
White penetrates. Archie Diacono drifting to the far side after kicking the pass. Takes a right wing, right baseline. Pass to Carter Jr. goes up. He misses a dunk inside. Cauley Stein got it to Bowman. Bowman left wing to Burks. Burks downstairs to Spellman. Spellman's got a small on him. He wants to go. Comes hard and got pulled down. The foul.
All of a sudden things have changed here.
Yep.
Since they made changes in the lineup for Chicago, the Warriors are able to get some looks from the field. They're 11 of 21, and they're 5 of 9 from 3, Tim.
Archie Diacono would call for the foul. Markkanen and Gafford in. Carter Jr. and Cornette out. Shot clock at 14. The Warrior bench up and energized tonight. Good to see that. Pascal on the right wing. Pascal waiting. One-on-one on Valentine. Shot clock at 8. Downstairs goes to Burks. Burks shows the ball. Up a post up. Spinning baseline. Jumper up on the rim. Roll it down.
Taking advantage of it.
Warriors lead by 6. 34-28. That's like a Sean Livingston post up.
Well, they're nice. They're doing nice mismatches now.
White. Chest pass to Markkanen. Shows the ball. One dribble to Valentine. Valentine guarded by the big Cauley Stein. Valentine backs up, shot clock at 8. He's up right in front of the logo and just takes a Steph Curry line shot, and that's good. Wow.
Surprised everybody.
Did not know he had range. If he took that shot at Michigan State, Tom Izzo would have him on the bench so quickly.
Even if it went in?
Yeah, maybe not. Burks over to Pascal. Pascal, baseline, spinning. Pump fake, finds Bowman, he's open, launches. That's money, cold, hard cash, three ball for Bowman. It's 37-31, Warriors. Bowman off the bench with 6. Here's Valentine with a drive. Ball knocked away, got it back, right hand, off the rim, no good. batted down by Cauley Stein. Grabbed and hands off to Bowman. Bowman, right hand feed over to Burks. Burks now with 7:55 to go. First half, Warriors leading by six. Pascal with a post up. Pascal bumping away to the broken circle. Shot up, it's going to be short. Warriors thought it was a foul.
He got fouled, but he went away, took a fadeaway instead of going into the rim.
Valentine gets it. Warriors thought he got fouled there by Valentine. Gafford gets free, goes in and dumped it. 37-33, 7:29 to go in the first half.
But you can see the Warriors are getting their shots a little more easily now. They're moving without the ball.
Spellman gets it to Burks. Burks with a bounce to Cauley Stein. Cauley Stein knocked away, stripped away. Loose ball right inside to Burks. Thank you very much. It's wrapped up. An early Christmas present for Alec Burks and a timeout for Chicago. 39-33. The Warriors are on top. It's the final game of the road trip on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. On Wednesday, the Bulls beat Memphis, holding Memphis to an effective field goal percentage of 42%. Right now, the Warriors are shooting 56% from the field. One of the reasons why, it's been a 16-5 quarter. The Warriors lead by 6, 39-33. Thomas Satoransky back in. Levine, who's been quiet so far, rotates cross-court. Markkanen, he's open, launches, and hits a three. Draymond got out there, but it's a step too late. That's 39-36. Markkanen in double figures with 12.
Missed his first two threes. Hit one, you knew he was going to hit another.
Russell, pass deflected to Spellman. Looking to facilitate. One dribble, backdoor cut, Russell. Bad pass, deflected away. Markkanen, his bad pass sails over Gafford's head and goes out of bounds.
They give it right back. That's fortunate.
You can hear the...
Seven turnovers for the Warriors, four for the Bulls.
You can hear the grizzled Chicago fans mumbling Trubisky somewhere in the background, I think. Russell with the ball. Takes it to the right side. Well, they played very well last night. Bowman with it. Bowman pulls up, jump around the way. Got it, Bowman. Makes it 41-36. And I'm a Bowman believer right now. He's got 8 points.
Burks and Bowman have changed the game here, Tim.
Levine drops the ball, and it's picked up by Robinson, who's fouled by Levine. Levine, Jim. You're taught at an early age not to jump in the air unless you have somewhere to go.
Well, he's so athletic. He's done that his whole life, even starting at UCLA. You know, Zach LaVine,
right?
3 years with Minnesota, now his third year with Chicago. And, you know, he had a breakout year last year, nearly 24 a game, and he's so athletic and can hang in the air, but he got caught there.
Warriors will bring it up. Draymond to handle this time. Draymond feeds over to Russell. Russell for three, left wing, front rim off glass, no good. Levine pulls down the defensive rebound.
He's got a nice new haircut.
Levine, handoff Markkanen. Markkanen with a dribble, shoveled it over Satoransky. Ah, Bowman takes him in low. It's an offensive foul. No. It's going to be on Draymond for a push. Draymond picks up his first foul. Second team foul on Golden State. Warriors with seven turnovers. Bulls have five. Up top, Markkanen, catch and shoot, wide open. Hits a three.
They caught Draymond napping.
Well, Draymond was protesting the call a little bit and wasn't lined up correctly. Russell with the ball on the near wing, screened by Looney. Ball thrown to Draymond. Hand off Bowman, rotates Looney. Good ball movement by the Dubs. Russell takes it down the lane, feeds for Looney. Out of bounds, turnover.
Tim, nothing is automatic here. The guy is open, and if you don't get it to him quickly, they pursue on the ball, and now that is turnover number eight.
Yeah, you can't assume it's going to get there, too.
Nope, not at all.
A safe pass, make a couple of those. It's going to lead to something good. Levine, jump pass up top, done. Rotates to Satoransky with 10 on the shot clock. Off a pick by Carter Jr. Ball to Dunn, left wing Levine. Shot clock at five, pump fake. Looney held his ground. Levine misses the three. It's batted in the air by Draymond and deflected by Robinson to Russell. Russell with it. Lob down to Looney. Looney turns and works on Dunn. Spins on him, stumbles, goes up, and a travel call on Looney. Dunn kind of pulled the chair on him that time, Looney stumbled a little bit.
He also, instead of reverse pivoting, he turned and faced and came in, and a smaller man kind of tied him up and forced him into that walk.
Ball thrown to Satoransky, chased by Bowman. 4:55 to go first half, 41-39, Warriors lead by two. Satoransky with the dribble. Pass to the cutting mark, and it down the lane, chased all the way by Robinson. Ties the game in a timeout for Steve Kerr. 4:48 to go first half. It's 41-all on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett back in Chicago. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial.
They've outscored the Warriors in the last 3 minutes, 8-2. Tie it up.
Cool couple of days here in Chicago, but not cold. Not what we've had in years gone by. Russell with the ball. Russell in the front court off a screen by Looney. Feeds to Draymond. Draymond low left. On marketing. Jump hook for about six. It's up and good.
I like that. One dribble, no hesitation. Go up before somebody else can double and help.
I always think it's good when a shooter doesn't think about it either.
Yeah.
Just get it up, you know? Yeah. Trust the process, if you will. Satoransky turning the corner, drives in, goes up, missed it, tipped in by Carter Jr. We're tied at 43, 4:14 to go. First half of play, Tim Roy, Jim Barnett, courtside here at the United Center. Bowman with a bounce to Draymond. Draymond lob over the head that time of Robinson. Loose ball to Dunn. He's fouled in the open court by Russell.
That last basket for the Chicago. See, you drive to the basket, as did Satoransky. Didn't make it, but it brings defenders in. It's easy to get offensive putbacks, and that's exactly what Wendell Carter did. So that's why I like driving. That's why coaches like driving.
Bowman is out. Burks comes back in. Satoransky, former Washington Wizard, plays catch with Carter Jr. Satoransky looking to probe the defense. Goes to the corner. Dunn to Markkanen. Markkanen for three. Missed it. Carter Jr. offensive rebound. Cross court skip to Dunn. They give him the three, but he won't take it. Now drives on Russell. Beats him to the baseline. Throws to the corner. Good closeout by Burks on Satoransky. Out to Dunn for three. Off the front rim. Carter Jr. offensive rebound. And a foul on Burks. Their arms got locked.
Yeah.
And Carter Jr. giving the Warriors some problems there.
Well, he's a great rebounder. We know that already. Nearly 13 a game. But he locked up Burks' arm underneath it, right at the elbow, and he couldn't get untangled.
No, spun him around.
And by the way, you don't have to go out on Dunn shooting a three. He's 19%.
Markkanen down to Carter Jr. at the box, working on Looney. Left hand has to take a fadeaway jumper, and he hit it. Good defense by Looney, but a better shot by Carter Jr. Bulls lead by 245-43. Russell hit the handle. High screen by Looney. Russell, high post to Draymond. Flips it back to Russell. Goes to the corner. Pump fake on Markkanen. Falling out of bounds. Throws it to midcourt. Got it to Robinson with 5 on the clock. Working on Levine. Pogo's into a jumper, and the net didn't even move on that. We're tied at 45.
Boy, I'd like to see him take more of those shots, and he can do it.
On the drive, Satoransky cut off by Russell, low right. Wheels him back to the paint. Throws a deflected pass. Gets his own deflection. Throws to Dunn. Now to Markkanen. Markkanen's had the hot hand. Feeds downstairs, Carter Jr. checks the clock, drives on Looney, doubled out to Dunn. Dunn for three, it's up and it lands with a thud. Rebound Robinson. Robinson to the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Bounce pass to Draymond, top of the key. Draymond watches the player scissor off him. Robinson drives by Markkanen, takes the teardrop, no good. Ball deflected away by Markkanen, grabbed by Satoransky. His pass stolen by Draymond. Back to Robinson for a corner three, got it! What a play by Draymond Green.
I love the hustle. I love the activity, the energy.
Warriors up 48-45. Dunn will go hard right side. Bounce pass to Carter Jr. Shoots off balance, off the rim. No good. Draymond with a rebound. Minute 50 to go. Draymond accelerates on Markkanen. Brings it in deep. Pass for Looney. What a catch by Looney. Looney left side. Turns and wheels it out. Top to Draymond. Swings it back to the left wing to Russell. To Looney. Pump fake. Drives right, spins, and Dunn came in for the steal. Nobody told him he was coming. Dunn takes it the other way. Downstairs to Satoransky, sees Draymond, throws to Levine, goes up, scored, and got fouled.
He's finally on the board.
As he goes to shoot for a three-point play, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Warriors Radio Network.
The radio home of the Golden State Warriors. KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game.
Warriors have won 10 of the last 13 against Chicago. In the last five all-time series, those. Bulls still on top, 84-73. Levine with the free throw. We're tied again. Minute 27 to go before halftime. This time at 48. Pascal. DHO to Russell. Dribble handoff. the cutter. It's Robinson in the lane. He's a master of the mid-range there, hitting a 15-foot fadeaway. Well, at 50 to 48 Warriors.
I love the way he's looking for a shot. Makes it look so easy.
Levine finds Markin. Markin shows the ball, comes left. Markin with a dribble, guarded by Draymond now. Levine catches, works on Robinson, fires for three, got it.
Once he scored, yep. He's going to look to do it again.
Bulls lead by one. Draymond drives hard, goes to the corner. Burks back to Draymond. Burks comes off that. Draymond goes up, shot no good, whistle foul.
I know this. If you get the ball again, and you will, I'd look for Robinson. He's feeling it. And he looks very smooth tonight and very confident, Tim. A lot of times he passes up shots. Tonight he's looking for shots.
Draymond is saying, hey, how am I not shooting? Eric Lewis says the foul wasn't on you. Satoransky committed the foul on the cutting Burks. So it's a side out.
Because he was shooting.
Right. First foul, last 2 minutes for the Bulls. Burks catches in the circle. Right side, Russell. Can't shoot. Goes down to Draymond. Cuts off him. Good defense by Dunn. Draymond, 5 on the clock. Shot up, no good, and high in the air for the rebound was Gafford. Levine takes it to midcourt, 34 seconds. Left of the half, Bulls up one. Levine goes up, traveled, and turns it over. He left with his right foot, landed on a hop with his right foot.
Yeah, a lot of them don't know that rule.
You can defy the laws of nature in certain ways in the association, but not that one.
A lot of times they don't call it, though. They get away with it, so it just teaches a bad habit. So
6 seconds and change differential. 17 on the shot clock. Russell across the logo to the left wing. Double team. Drives all the way. Throws a bad pass. Grabbed by Draymond. Goes to Burks. Burks, far side, short. Rebound back to Russell. 10 on the shot clock. Draymond says, let's hold it for one. Down to 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Russell will catch. Down to 5. Draymond go through. Bad pass. Deflected by Draymond. Goes out of bounds. And the Warriors really messed that up.
They never switched sides. They never brought it over to the weak side where Robinson was, defended by Levine. I always like to take it to a short side. There's only one other defender.
1.9 to go. Satoransky has to inbound it in the far corner, in the backcourt. Levine, they'll throw it down the length of the floor for Gafford, stolen by Pascal. He'll launch three-quarter court. It's up and banked it. Almost went in. Good ball game here in Chicago. Last game of the road trip. Could the Warriors find a way to get a win? They trail Chicago 51-50 at the break. I'm Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett, sending it back to our Bay Area studios and R.C. Davis on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Join us this Monday, December 9th, as the Warriors return home from their five-game road trip to face the Memphis Grizzlies. Make sure to arrive early and check out the special holiday light show that takes place on the Thrive City Plaza. Light show is every 30 minutes, starting at 5:30. Get tickets at Warriors.com. Tim and Jim, back to you in Chicago.
Thank you, RC. We're getting set to start the third quarter, 51-50. Chicago leading by one. Lowry Markin leading all scorers, has 17 for Chicago. 11 for Glenn Robinson, the third, on a very crisp, but 5 for 18 the shooting night. If you are looking for a silver lining to the box score in the first half, Chicago took one free throw. They're 5-1 when they attempt more than 25 a game. When they shoot 25 or fewer, they are 3-13. See if that trend holds up. In half number two, Bulls going left to right on your radio dial. Satoransky checked by Draymond Green. Thomas Satoransky bouncing with the dribble, chest pass to Levine. Back to Satoransky, right side of the key to Dunn. Left wing over Levine, screened by Carter Jr. They double Levine. Dunn gets it with 5 on the clock, backs up Draymond. 17-footer, front rim, no good. Carter Jr., offensive rebound out to Levine for three. Got it for the left wing. Levine just took one bucket, and all of a sudden he's a different player. He's got 9 points. Bulls lead by 4. D'Angelo Russell. Off a screen, double, pass by Draymond, batted down by Satoransky. Dunn, down the lane, takes a big step to the rim and scores.
Yeah, you cannot telegraph your pass, and that's exactly what Draymond did.
Warriors with 13 turnovers so far. Russell to Cauley-Stein. Bulls coming out of the locker room, ready to play. Bad pass by Russell, hit Cauley-Stein in the foot. Here comes Markkanen, spinning away, foul by Draymond. And Golden State very sloppy with the ball here in the first minute and 3 seconds of the half. not protecting the ball at all.
And a one-point game at halftime, it's critical. And
every
the team that's come out with the most energy has been Chicago.
Every possession is precious. Satoransky. Cross-court to Markkanen. Working on Pascal. Hand off his pass deflected to midcourt. Stolen away by Robinson. Levine tried to save it from going to the backcourt. Cauley-Stein, low left, up top Draymond, fires for three, misses, and goes out of bounds. No, we have a foul. Russell scampered away. It's a foul on Dunn for pushing Russell. Second personal, and obviously the first one on Chicago in half number two.
You can see when Draymond gets the ball, they just lay off him. They want him to shoot.
Russell waiting on the inbound, lobbed it up top to Cauley-Stein. One dribble right side. Robinson in traffic, feeds to Draymond, goes up, stripped by Dunn. Loose ball to the Bulls. Draymond might be hurt. He's bent over and holding his head. Levine goes up and laid it in with a right hand. Might have traveled. Timeout. Golden State. Warriors are down by eight. 58-50. Draymond still holding the back of his head.
Seven zip run.
10:25 to go, third quarter on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 10:25 to go, third quarter, 7-0 start. Draymond comes out of the timeout, very consistent, still holding his head.
He really is.
Yep.
Taking it in to Glenn Robinson.
Full court pressure by the Bulls. Warriors going at the basket to our left. Russell had it knocked away by Dunn, gets it back with the dribble. Hand off Draymond, hand off back to Russell, 10 to shoot. That pressure has forced the Warriors to not have a good look here as Cauley-Stein flings it over to Pascal to Russell. Three on the clock, Draymond throws it up. Cauley-Stein flushed it down, the lob and the dunk.
The pressure defense all over the court hurt him on that. They were able to break it down inside.
9:53 remaining in the quarter. Warriors down by six. Markkanen curls off a screen. Front rim glass, no good. Cauley-Stein gets the rebound. A flip ahead to Russell, left wing. Russell.
Defensive pressure with ball movement.
Little triangle look here on the left side for the Warriors. Ball goes to Draymond at the box. Draymond posting up Satoransky, pumping. Hand off Cauley-Stein, another dunk. Back-to-back assist for Draymond Green. Back-to-back dunks for Cauley-Stein.
Draymond knew what was going to happen. He knew the double team would come.
Off this, bouncing off the screen, Levine. Levine, left elbow, fires away and hits. He is in rhythm right now.
Yep,
and it's 60-54. Chicago leading by 6-9, 13 to go in the third. Pascal to Robinson. Robinson back up top to Cauley-Stein. Hand off to Russell. Russell doubled to Draymond in the corner. Skip up top, Robinson. Dribble drive, cut off. Feeds Draymond inside, Cauley-Stein. Little off-balance jumper, in and out. Markkanen got the rebound. Levine takes the handoff, casually comes up the floor, waits, top of the key, picks up his dribble, throws to Carter Jr. Back to Levine. Levine now pressured by Draymond. Shot clock at seven, low ball. Draymond got the steal. Handoff Russell, Cauley-Stein gets it. Throw ahead, Robinson goes all the way in. Nobody stopped him, takes the easy layup. And it's a four-point Chicago lead with 8:28 to go in the quarter. 60-56. Satoransky on the logo, crossover right hand, drives by Draymond, penetrates out to Dunn for three. They let him go, it's short. Long rebound, Dunn. Baseline layup, good. How could that happen? 62-56, Chicago up by six.
The ball went long and everybody went out. Did not come back to protect the rim.
Russell, left wing, Pascal. Pascal's had a quiet night tonight. Working on Markkanen, off the screen, crossover dribble, down the lane, power move up and in, change back to his right hand, and somehow got it to go. Points coming fast and furious here, early in the third quarter. Carter Jr. to Levine. Levine, the former UCLA Bruin, top of the key jumper, up and front rim miss, rebound, Russell will take it. Russell, gliding down the floor, feeds Cauley-Stein, who is trailing. Cauley-Stein, one dribble to Draymond, they scissor off him. Draymond posted up Satoransky, comes hard. Poe goes up, shot missed to the right. Cauley-Stein, rebound, comes up. Left-hand layup, and he missed it. Goes in and out. Satoransky takes the outlet from Carter Jr., stops in the front court. Markkanen catches in rhythm. Jumper back rim, no good. Rebound, Carter Jr. had good position, low left. Pass deflected away by Draymond. Right to Levine, cruising the baseline to the paint. Draymond goes down, Levine goes up and scores.
Draymond tried to draw a charge, didn't quite have the angle.
64-58 Bulls. Back and forth we go. Pascal turns and faces on the left wing. Jab step and takes a jumper over Markkanen and nailed it.
Maybe starting to feel it. 4 points in that first half for Pascal.
And four here in the quarter so far. 40 seconds away from the halfway point of the third. Levine catches from 27. That's up and good for Zach Levine. Bulls lead by 7, 67-60. Levine now with 18 points.
He's hit 5 of his last 6 shots going back to the second quarter. Late in the second quarter.
Russell picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Pascal way outside. Bulls defense at times tonight has been impressive. Pascal, crossover dribble down the lane. Scoop of the hoop. It goes up. No good. Rebound Cauley Stein. Out to Robinson. Cut off by Levine. Nice job by Levine. Robinson feeds Cauley Stein. Cauley Stein low left. He'll drive middle. Working on Carter Jr. Drop step. Takes a fade away. Swish.
Okay, he's working hard tonight, is Willie Cauley Stein. He's got 6 rebounds, 6 points.
Levine calls over for an angle screen from Carter Jr. Gets it. Levine open, fires, and hits again. Another 3. The Warriors going to have to start doubling Levine here soon.
Yeah, make somebody else beat you, but he's an adrenaline shooter.
70-62, Bulls on top. Pascal wants the ball again. Catches, waits for traffic to clear. Jab step, triple threat position. Rocks into a jumper. Good and a foul!
I thought he was going to give it back to D'Angelo Russell. He said, no, you just cut through. I'll play one-on-one. And he is smoking hot right now.
Yeah, he is in rhythm, and
he and Levine are just kind of trading baskets here.
His use of the jab step there was impressive.
Yeah, he understands it. Just to give himself a little bit of room, because a defender has to honor that first dribble. And if you save it, it's a great weapon.
Upcoming events at Chase Center, Trevor Noah tomorrow night. On Sunday, the Farmers Market, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Millennium on Saturday, December 14th. Ariana Grande, 2 shows, December 17th and December 18th. Free throw good by Pascal, 3-point play. Chicago up 5. Levine rejects the screen, goes one-on-one over Pascal, in and out, and fighting for the rebound, Robinson. He banged heads with Gafford that time. Robinson, crossover dribble, gets bumped, shot up, no good. He's going to go to the line and shoot 2.
He's a good ball handler. He's capable of breaking down a defender when you're coming back in transition like that.
Well, Steve Kerr talked about what he and his staff have learned about coaching in this season.
Well, I think the main thing that I've learned and that our staff has learned is just, you know, how much detail we need to provide these players because they're so young and inexperienced, and yet finding the balance between, you know, offering that detail and going overboard and giving them too much information and overwhelming them is that's kind of the key to this whole thing. It's there really is so much to learn, so many little details, little nuances.
That's head coach Steve Kerr. Free throw line, 2 free throws were good by Robinson. It's 70-67 Bulls. They have it. Attacking the basket to our right. Satoransky on Bowman. Bowman has replaced Russell. Levine gets a screen. Pick and roll. Goes to the wing. It's Markkanen, and he's open. Misfires on a triple. And Burks has a defensive rebound.
He was wide open. They're fortunate.
Burks has replaced Draymond Green. Plays catch with Bowman. Burks middle of the floor. Running start on Markkanen. Drives in. Knocked him out of the way. Leans back and scores with a bucket. Jeff Boylan wants a timeout. He's not happy with Eric Lewis.
We know who your go-to man is right now.
4:41 to go in the third. Chicago 70, Warriors 69 on the Warriors Radio Network. Presented by United Airlines. Chicago 70, Golden State 69. With 4:41 to go here in the third. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett. And the Bulls, after the timeout, have the ball on the far side. Giacchino to Levine. Levine, who has 15 in the corner. Drives middle, jump pass. Archie Giacchino, wide open, rattles home a triple.
Archie Giacchino
cashes in off the double team of Levine, but the Warriors have to double team him. He's been red hot. Pascal gets it to Robinson, left side. Got it to Burks. Burks with it. Burks with a dribble whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Marquise Chris for an illegal screen.
Number 32, Marquise Chris, his first.
And it's going to be the Warriors down by 4 with 4:09 to go third. So this is a key part of the game now. Archie Diacono has the handle on the far wing. Waits. Wade's now falling down with Bowman off a screen by Gafford. Archie Diacono to Levine. Straight on, 25-footer, no good. Burks with a defensive rebound. Burks to the timeline. Waits, backs down his man to the elbow, to the foul line. Gets it outside to Chris. Now to Robinson. Robinson looks open. They leave him open. It's a three, and he says, thank you very much.
That's a nice gift for his second three of the night. He's 7 of 10 overall, Tim. He's got 18.
73-72 Chicago. He just has nights where he really looks fluid out there. White. Chased by Robinson, lob inside, Gafford with a one-hand slam. My goodness.
Well, two athletic players there. Very athletic.
Bowman waits for Chris. Screen set. Ball rotated to Pascal. Leaves it for Burks. Now back to Bowman. Another screen by Chris. Bowman doubled. They rotate to Burks. Skipped it to the left wing. Baseline jumper by Pascal over a double team. Finds its way down. And it's 75-74. Chicago leads by one. Levine with it. Neither team has had a double-digit lead. Levine doubled, knocked out of his hands by Chris. And it is going to be Chicago ball. 13 on the shot clock, and Amari Spellman and Jordan Poole will come in.
9-point quarter for Pascal so far, Tim, and I don't think he's missed.
He and Robinson go out. So, Jim, look at the group the Warriors have on the floor. Where is Alec Burks going to be the guy you got to go to?
Yes. Well, he understands that. And Spellman. You know, if they don't come out, he can knock down that three for you.
Shaquille Harrison checks in. He hasn't played the last three games for Chicago. Archie Diacono has Bowman on his hip. They're bumping and elbowing and pushing and shoving, and Bowman gets a foul.
Yeah, he went for a steal from behind, and tough to get to the ball when he's right-handed, dribbling right-handed, and you're on his left side. But the Warriors have fought back here, only down one, Tim.
They're hanging around, doing a good job on the road. Archie Diacono catches on top of the logo. Waits for Carter Jr. Rejects the screen, goes to the foul line. In trouble, stolen by Burks. He gets fouled. And will they take a look at this?
Bulls foul number 51, Ryan Archie Diacono.
Maybe clear path.
His second.
He said. No one else bothered to listen. Just a lonely man sitting here in Chicago.
Both teams have been gratuitous with turnovers.
Bowman will take it up. I don't know why I bother. Spellman to Bowman. Bowman in the middle of the floor, waiting. Waiting. Ball fumbled it. Had Burks open momentarily, still with a dribble. Bowman still dribbling. Too much dribbling. Ball to Chris. Down the lane. Changed the shot, but goes in and scores with a right hand either way.
Ninth lead changed him of the game. Warriors up top by one.
Keith Chris. Nice job. White. Bouncing back and forth. Valentine, Archie Diacono, run off the line, pass deflected, goes to Valentine in the corner, drives on Spellman, got to the paint, throws to Harrison, dribbles on the baseline, goes up in traffic, up top Valentine, no look to White, above the break, three, got it! Chicago back up by two.
Yep, zone defense, they couldn't quite catch up to the ball.
78-76 Bulls, minute 45 to go in the quarter. Burks wheeling right wing as Valentine, his defender, looks for a skip, goes low chest pass to Chris. Chris, hand off to Poole. Behind the screen, jumper too strong. Valentine the rebound. Valentine waits for reinforcements. Gets a drag screen late. Teardrop up and good. Awkward looking release, but it goes down to make it 80-76 Chicago.
For a moment, we thought it was a lob, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really weird. Didn't look like we wanted to shoot it. Spellman had it knocked away by Valentine. Spellman gets it back to Bowman on the bounce to Chris. Chris turns and faces. A little handoff down to Burks. High dribble up top. Doubled. Feeds down to Chris. Chris in traffic. Goes up and he's tied up for a jump ball. Steve Kerr could set a good screen in his day. Screen me on that one. And we're thrilled to be courtside here in Chicago. Valentine and Marquise Chris are talking like they're playing in the park on Saturday afternoon. Somebody called a foul. Chris will jump it up, tipped it back. Bowman hustles to it, avoids White in the process, dribbles, finds Burks. He's open. Three ball up, no good. Rebound Carter Jr. Boy, the Warriors needed that one. 55 seconds left in the quarter. White spinning on Poole. Puts on the moves, takes him off through a screen. Open three, got it.
Well, you can see why he was their number one pick this year, 7 overall.
Well, Poole died on that screen. He's got to try to get through that. Bowman with the ball in the far way. feeds now to Spellman. 39 seconds to go, 2-for-1. Spellman's jumper, no good. White's got it with 35 seconds. Jim Boylan says, let's get 2-for-1. White off the screen. White, top of the key, can't shoot. Archie Diacono gets it. And what do we got here now? We got words. Spellman and Valentine. Valentine's been spoiling for something. And now we've got, they're separating the two. Eric Lewis is telling Spellman to be quiet. And Carter Jr. is also getting involved here. And Amari Spellman is hot. We're going to get a jump ball. Double technical. And the Bulls are wondering why they get a jump ball out of a possession. Jim Boylan asking about that. Eric Lewis. Now we get a technical foul, and it's on Chicago. To the minus, Petritis calls a T on the Bulls now. Kobe White looking over at the Warrior bench. Free throw is good by Poole on the tee, and now we're going to jump it up, I believe.
Well, like Draymond Green, Denzel Valentine's father, his name was Carlton. He went to Michigan State, played basketball there for 4 years.
And
double technical.
Poole. It's the second free throw.
It's that. Well,
Jim Boylan got a tee. So now we have a jump ball. Warriors get. Only one has gone up on the board. He took two free throws. Maybe the first one didn't count. I don't know.
We have to check that.
Yeah. It's 83-77 on the board. Chris wins the jump ball at center court. Bowman will hold for one shot. Bizarre way to end the third. 3 second and change differential. Bowman backs up Archie Diacono. Penetrates to the corner. Dribble handoff. Spellman knocked away. Poole dribbled it out of bounds. They're going to say it's Warriors. No, it's Chicago ball.
Yeah, they messed up that one. You know they're going to be reaching. You have to anticipate that.
And 12 seconds left. Chicago gets the ball back.
You got to dribble the ball a little lower, Tim, sometimes. You can't dribble high.
White with a handle. He'll bring it toward the timeline. Bowman nose for nose. The full 94 for Bowman. White dribbles right side to foul. Bowman commits the foul. Warriors had one to give, yep. So it's a good foul with 4.2. Actually, it's a really good foul, Jim, because White burned off 8 seconds.
Yes, he did.
Here comes Robinson the third. Bowman, though, picks up his fourth foul. And I think they're going to get him to protect him. They may need his services in the fourth. And Draymond Green comes in, unwraps all the leggings on his left knee. And his right leg now has to take the shirt off. It's a process. Draymond comes in to defend. Shaquille Harrison will throw the ball in right in front of us. Shaquille Harrison with 4.2 to go. Finds White. White met by Draymond. Nice job by Draymond. Locked him up. The shot's up and hit the rim. No good. And the quarter is over. Well, if Golden State can get a win on this road trip, they're going to have to come back. They're down by 6. Starting the fourth quarter, Chicago 83, Golden State 77. 12 minutes left on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Starting the fourth quarter, Tim Roy courtside with Jim Barnett. 83-77. If you're listening along the way and you're on Twitter, you can hit us up on Twitter at Warriors Box or UO Grad 66. How do the Warriors close this out and get a win on the road trip? That's Warriors Box, Warriors VOX, or send me an email at timroy@warriors.com. Bulls on 8-1 run.
It's amazing the Warriors are standing here, Tim, with second chance points, Bulls 16, Warriors 2. That's why they have more shots on goal. 13 more attempts as we go into the fourth quarter.
Golden State with the ball. Right to left they go on your radio dial. Burks with the ball on the right wing to Chris. Chris, dribble handoff, knocked away, and it's out of bounds. It hit Eric Lewis. He says, I am out of bounds, so therefore it is Golden State ball, 10 to shoot. Burks with Bowman, Chris, Spellman, and Pascal. It's Carter Jr., White, Valentine, Archie Diacono and Harrison. Bowman with the catch. Got to do a quick hitter here. Off a screen by Chris. Bowman sets up, lets it fly. Back rim no good. Carter Jr. defensive rebound. He's got 11 boards. 83-77 Chicago. Valentine has had a lot to say on the floor tonight. Passes and plays catch with White. Off a screen, he'll take a three. It's up and way short. Oh. Rebound deflected off the hand of Spellman. Comes outside. Archie Diacono back to Valentine. This time he's open and buried it.
No excuse not to get that rebound. They didn't have their hands up. They weren't ready to receive a rebound.
You have to have a sense of urgency. Warriors got to show that here in the fourth quarter. Down by nine. Chris takes a jump shot. 20-footer. It's up and good. Marquise Chris. White gliding down the right wing. Drives by Spellman, got to the rim, throws the corner. Valentine, Archie Diacono, pump fake, fades left, fires, back rim miss, and Burks. Good catch, over the shoulder catch.
Watch the trailer here on the right, Pascal.
Burks on the left, takes to the corner. Bang with Archie Diacono, takes him to the paint, spins, leans in, shot up, and it is no good. He got undercut a little bit on that. Valentine with a defensive rebound.
Yeah, they felt that he came into the contact just as much as the defender.
Off the screen, White, doubled, skipped to Valentine. Valentine drives on Bowman, takes a contested two. That popped in and out. Rebound, Pascal, leads Bowman down the right wing. Warriors down by seven. Pascal catches, gets it up top, and taking a jumper again is Chris. He hit it at the three. Marquise Chris leading the Warriors back. Back-to-back buckets, it's a four-point game. White, left-hand dribble to the circle. Gets it to Harrison. Hesitates. Stumbles down the lane. Shoveled it up off the back plate and good. Burks trying to avoid Harrison. Finds Spellman in deep. Spellman goes up. Got fouled. Banked it in. He's going to go to the line. A chance to make it a one-possession game. Omari Spellman powered up low left and running the floor. Got rewarded. Archie Diacono with a foul.
You got bench players playing minutes right now for Chicago, and they are playing all out. You have got to meet that intensity, and I think the Warriors got a little wake-up call here. They're moving the ball. They're scoring a three-point play by Spellman. Down three now, 88-85.
9:50 time remaining. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett here at the United Center. Good ball game to end the road trip for Golden State. Archie Diacono hand off to White. White off the screen, elbow jumper up. It's going to be an air ball. Rebound Spellman. Got it to Bowman.
Bowman never gave up on the pursuit of a shooter.
Bowman pick and roll to Chris. Ball knocked away by Valentine. And Chris by a sprain today, a finger rather. Bowman goes up and fouls Harrison. And Harrison will shoot two. He's Chris.
He's kind of smiling now as he's talking to Jim Boylan, so yeah, I think he's
right.
Okay.
Jack Harrison, two shots. Harrison will get two. Bowman, by the way, that's his fifth foul. 8 points and six assists in 21 minutes. Good production for the rookie out of Boston College.
I can't tell you. He does all the little things, Kimmy. You see it, too, defensively. One reason when we saw Kobe White shoot an air ball a moment ago because he kept pursuing on the shot, and it bothered Kobe White.
I think the way he's played tonight, he may get another call here in about 4 minutes or so if the game is tight. Harrison's first free throw was good. Second one's on its way. That's a back rim miss, and there's Omari Spellman high in the air for another rebound. So Draymond Green will handle that with Bowman out. Draymond has come in. Spins through Spellman with a handle. Pressured by Harrison, finds Burks. Burks in the baseline. Warrior spacing not good. Burks now ISO'd on the rookie. Takes a 20-footer and says, hey, I've been here a long time. I'm going to knock this one down.
Yeah, he just told his teammates, clear out. I want to go one-on-one.
He's got 13. Warriors down by two. Valentine waiting. Over to Harrison. Looks like there's going to be a Chicago line change at the scorer's table. Harrison gets it up top to Valentine. A deep three, and he nailed it. My goodness. Valentine took that one from about 27 feet.
He can score, though, point every 2 minutes, so he knows how to put it in.
Burks feeds Draymond. He'll drive. Carter Jr. with a foul. Draymond goes down.
He will shoot two.
Valentine shooting 39% from beyond the arc. His third year out of Michigan State.
Talk about Valentine, right?
Yep. Yeah. 14th pick of the 2016 draft. missed last year because of ankle surgery.
And this is only his ninth game, but he can shoot. There's a lot of scoring in minutes on the floor.
Draymond misses the first free throw. So let's get the changes here. Five in, five out. It's like a Dean Smith substitution.
You're right.
Here.
It is a line change.
Dunn, Satoransky, Levine, Gafford, and Markkanen all come in. For the Warriors, Robinson back in. Cauley Stein on the floor now with Draymond Green, Burks, and Pascal. Draymond, second free throw, good. Crowd going crazy because they want free hot dogs. Draymond spared them.
They go with Gafford.
Indigestion. Satoransky to Markkanen. Markkanen the far wing. Fakes and gets the ball outside the dunk. Satoransky waits, screened by Gafford. Satoransky drives in, leaves his feet, pass deflected. Dunn has it. Back up top, Satoransky, five to shoot. Guarded by Draymond. Dribbles left, hangs in the air, shot short. And Cauley Stein pulls down the defensive rebound.
I'm surprised they don't have Wendell Carter Jr., their starter, back in there, whether it's Gafford.
Draymond Green to Burks. Over to Pascal, right side. I think he just came out. Pascal on the baseline. Shot up, forced one up, no good. And it's a air ball, might have been blocked. And the ball goes to Dunn. And now we have a technical foul. They have thrown somebody out of the game.
Well, it could be the coach, I would think. His second?
No.
Technical foul has been called against the Bulls, number 45, yep. Denzel Valentine.
Valentine is gone. He's been chirping all night long. And he said something to Eric Lewis behind the play. Multi-syllabic in nature, probably with references to history, maybe the Bible. Burks hits the free throw. 92-89, Bulls lead by three.
Eric Lewis is the lead official out there, but I don't know how he heard it clear across the court.
Oh, great hearing.
Okay.
Great hearing. So Valentine's picked up two technicals, he's gone.
It could have been sign language.
Could have been, yeah, could have been sign language. Could have been. Satoransky has the handle for Chicago. Satoransky right side whistle. It's an offensive foul. Pascal is up in his grill and a turnover. 7:39 remaining. Lauren Holtkamp back on her first game after an ACL surgery. And she also gave birth to a baby girl 6 months ago. Draymond Green, the Pascal to Russell. Russell on the far side. Cauley Stein. Now we get a whistle, and it's going to be what? An offensive foul on the Warriors.
Glenn Robinson
the third, and we get a timeout. 7:29 to go. Bulls call time. They lead the Warriors 92-89 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. A lot of communication, coaches, players, players to players, players to coaches coming out of this timeout. The Warriors are engaged and in this game right now. They're down 92-89, 7:29 to go. Chicago has the ball. Warriors have committed one foul, Bulls with two. Chicago three timeouts, Warriors have four. Satoransky to Levine, curling to the wing, pulls up, shoots over Cauley Stein, no good. Slapped out of bounds by Gafford, couldn't control it. And Golden State will have it and a chance to tie. Russell back in there with Draymond, Pascal, Cauley Stein, and Robinson.
Russell's been extremely quiet.
Draymond to handle, off a screen. Penetrates, got it over to Robinson. Back to Draymond. Draymond spins away. Outside to Russell, ISO top of the key. Low with the dribble, raises up, right hand, sweeps through, a whistle and a foul.
You can tell he's going to go one-on-one. He's not going to give it up.
Yep.
He scored those two threes, I don't know, the first minute and a half of the game and only took a couple shots since. Hasn't scored until now at the free throw line.
Second personal foul. Russell knows the Warriors can't dwell on their injuries right now.
Next guy up mentality. Like I said, we got a lot of guys that are capable of, you know, making plays and affecting the game with what their abilities are. So, you know, injuries happen. So it's something you can definitely dwell on as long as you want. But sooner or later, you got to step up and make a play.
He missed the first, made the second. 92-90, Chicago, 6:53 to go. Dunn with the ball. Markkanen comes and catches, now flipped it back to Dunn. Dunn off a pick. Penetrates, cut off by Russell. To the paint, shoots over him, on the rim, wide left. Russell's got the rebound. Russell to the front court. Low pass to Draymond. Draymond goes middle, shoots on the go and scores! Gafford came over too late. We're tied with 6:29 left, 92 all. Satoransky releases it for Levine. Levine will drift right, marking him there. Catch and shoot, it's up and no good. High in the air, Robinson tipped the rebound. Bulls knock it out of bounds, and Golden State gets it back.
Because Robinson battled two Bulls for that rebound, he kept it alive, and finally they could not contain it and control it. That's a nice play by Glenn Robinson.
Pascal to sit down. Alec Burks will come up and Draymond will still handle.
Take care of the ball.
Yes. 10 seconds from the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Draymond waiting. Up top. Swings to the left corner. There's Russell. He'll fire away. Off the rim. No good. Satoransky defensive rebound. Satoransky looks ahead. Brings it to the middle. Top of the key. Won't shoot. Gives it to Levine. Levine almost traveled on the catch. Backs up with a bounce. Crossover dribble. Into traffic. Draymond ripped it away. A whistle and a foul. Who's a foul on? It's on Levine.
I would think so.
Levine with a foul.
He can't believe it. He had nowhere to go. He tried to squeeze between two men, and one of them was Draymond, and it's not going to work.
Jim Boylan clapping, trying to rally his troops here. 92 all, 5:45 to go. Robinson waiting. Chest pass to Cauley-Stein, top of the key. Robinson gets it full head of steam. Dribble handoff to Burks. Shot clock at 8. Burks off the pick, feeds Cauley-Stein. In traffic, wheels to the goal. Left hand, bank shot, good. Warriors take the lead. 94-92, 5:25 left.
I think he's surprised it did Willie Cauley-Stein.
Satoransky looks for Levine, goes instead to Carter Jr. Off the pick, a whistle and a foul. Robinson will be called for a hold.
Second team foul on the Warriors. Chicago. I think their next one will be over the limit.
Waiting now, Levine comes over and gets the ball. Ball in the mounted far wing. Bounce pass to Markkanen. He's in traffic, backs up, gives it up to Satoransky. 5 to shoot, works on Burks. Pump fake, drop step, goes up, layup, and scored it.
Satoransky.
Tie game again.
Willie Cauley-Stein tried to get there just a little bit late. Good pump fake by Satoransky.
Eighth tie of the contest. We got 11 lead changes. Draymond to Russell. Right wing Burks. Right corner Robinson. Back rim no good. Done. Defensive rebound for the black-clad Chicago Bulls. Satoransky front court to Levine. Burks in front of him. Now feeds Carter Jr. out to Dunn. To the corner. Markkanen. Markkanen wheels to the paint and is forced out with a foul. It's going to be on Cauley-Stein.
And they used to have that force out, and you wouldn't get a foul called on that, but they don't do it anymore.
Nope.
And you just don't want them to get into the bonus early in this in fourth quarter.
Ball thrown in. Draymond with a steal on the inbounds. Draymond stole it. Working on Markkanen. Waits for a trailer. A low pass. Good catch by Burks. Warriors don't get anything out of it, but they have the ball with the game tied. Burks waiting, and Draymond will come over and get it. Draymond dribbles in on Markkanen, gets bumped, shots up, no good. Draymond gets himself to the free throw line.
Well, you and I both know he's got a lot of guts.
Yes, he does. And a lot of belief. While he gets ready to shoot, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors radio network.
The radio home of the Golden State Warriors. KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game.
Draymond's first free throw was short. 74% coming into tonight. He is 3 of 5. Career 70.7. It's a 9-2 run for the Dubs. He hits the free throw. We're in a seesaw position. Warriors 95, Bulls 94. Half court set, Bulls. Waiting for Levine, who pops out, gets a pick from Carter Jr., launches a three, nothing there. Draymond, defensive rebound. Inside 4 minutes remaining, Russell will take it across the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. Uses Draymond as a pick. Pick and roll, Draymond down the lane, lob, and dunked by Cauley-Stein! Slammed it down with a right hand!
That was called by Draymond in the backcourt, setting it up perfectly.
Cauley-Stein was ready and waiting. Warriors up 3. Satoransky backs up Burks, feeds Markkanen. Markkanen with his pick. He's open. Ties the game. 47. Good ball game in Chicago. Russell at midcourt, through the logo, through a Draymond pick, back to Draymond, down the lane, lob call, he's tied, stolen by Carter Jr. They went to the well one time too many. Dunn, crossover dribble, leans in on Cauley Stein, goes up, missed it. Rebound, Draymond again, leads Russell down the middle of the floor. Russell to Burks, back up top Russell. And they had Robinson open, they missed him. Russell, the ball knocked away, gets it back. Guarded by Markkanen, 13 on the shot clock.
Clear it out, let him go.
And there he goes, backs up, rainbow three, no good. Rebound, Carter Jr.
Always like to drive a big man if you're smaller.
97 all, 2:50 left. Dunn to the timeline. Over to Levine. Levine waits. Off the pick. Driving on Cauley Stein. Nowhere to go. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Chicago ball with 8 to shoot. Don't you dare go away. 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors 97. Bulls 97. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Warriors have lost 4 overall. 6 straight on the road. It's game 5 of a 5-game set. They're tied at 97, 2:40 to go. Bulls inbounding to the right of the basket, to our right, near side. Dunn there, 8 on the shot clock. After the timeout, bounce pass Levine, right corner, spins up top, working on Cauley Stein. Nowhere to go, throws to Markkanen. A whistle and a foul with 3.5 to go on the shot clock. Robinson with another foul.
It'll be 2 free throws. Or is that the fourth? That's only the fourth.
But with a shot clock inside of 5, you can't do that.
Away from the play, especially.
Yeah, exactly. They had him, as you would say, snookered at midcourt.
You're right.
Satoransky.
Here he goes.
Ball on the far side, Levine. Bouncing with the dribble. Gives it up. Markkanen. He'll put it on the deck. Stops. Traveled. He dragged his pivot foot. Draymond putting pressure on. Forces a turnover with 2:25 to go.
Well, he's not a very good shooter on the run. He's a catch-and-shoot player, and he got into unfamiliar territory there.
It's a big possession for the Warriors. A bucket here. Hit the Bulls maybe on their heels. Russell guarded by Dunn, a good defender. Low pass to Draymond, left side, left corner. Handoff, Burks couldn't shoot it. Dribbles on Markkanen, right corner to Cauley Stein. Dribbles, gets it outside. Throws to Russell with 7. He's got to go. Russell passes over to Burks. Burks dribbles into trouble, turns it over. Satoransky finds Dunn. Bulls with early offense are not going to run. 1:55 remaining. Still tied at 97. Satoransky has the handle at midcourt. Looking, probing off a screen, turning the corner of the baseline. Flipped it right way, Markkanen. 3 on the shot clock. Lost his dribble. Has to force up a shot over Draymond. Back rim, no good. Russell had the rebound come right down to him. And he'll walk it up on the far side. 90 seconds to go. Russell off a screen. Now whistle and Draymond hits the deck. It's a foul. And it's going to be 2 shots for Draymond with a minute 26 to go.
Critical possession here.
Wow. Just wow.
I cannot believe Markkanen picked up that dribble.
Oh.
And nowhere to go. Nobody bailed him out. And he had to force a shot. Draymond right in his face.
2 shots. Okay. It's a young player. That's where you got to really just say, okay, I got to take over here.
Yeah. You know,
here's Draymond. First free throw on the way. Buried it.
I'm surprised, Tim, the last few possessions that Zach LaVine, who has not scored in this quarter, has only taken 3 shots, but he's giving the ball up.
Yeah.
He's passing it to other teammates rather than drive himself.
This is the time where you want your stars to be selfish. Free throw rolls off. Draymond makes 1 of 2 again. 98-97 Warriors. LaVine full stride off the pick. Spins on Cauley Stein. Leans back. Shot won't go. He's going to shoot 2. Fouls on Cauley Stein.
And that's what I was expecting him to do a few possessions ago. But
he's so much harder to guard when he gets that running start as opposed to the half-court set. Now in the half-court set, he's excellent at using screens. And now the Bulls want him to... This is only free throws 4 and 5 tonight for Chicago.
I think last time against the Warriors, he shot 12. But, Tim, the way the clock's run with 118, you got 78 seconds. The Warriors are going to get two possessions out of this easily.
As long as they don't turn it over.
Well.
You want to get 2 shots, and they've got 20 turnovers.
Of course.
Levine.
I don't know what they're going to do with the possessions. I hope they don't turn it over.
Both teams over the limit. Second free throw, no good. We're tied at 98, our 10th tie of the night. Burks will walk it up. Neither team able to convert. Holy at the line. Russell, guarded by Dunn. Double, in trouble. Pass inside. Draymond got it, and it's a dunk for Robinson. 100-98. Warriors lead by two. We got less than a minute to go. 57 seconds. Levine off a screen by Dunn. Drifting wide, working on Russell. Crossover left hand. Foul line. Step back. Fade away. In and out. Burks high in the air. Got the rebound. Tip to Robinson. Russell will bring it up. And the Dubs squeeze out a win on this trip. Russell finds Draymond. Back to Russell. Left side of the key. Jumper on the way. Missed it. Rebound loose. It's grabbed by Robinson. An air ball rebound for Robinson. 28 seconds to go. Russell on the left wing. Satoransky guarding him. Russell again for three. No good. Rebound comes over. And Levine's got it with 18 seconds. Bulls don't call time. Levine's going to look for the dagger here. Waves Carter Jr. away. Chip Boylan calls a timeout. 13 seconds to go. Warriors lead by two. So now, Jim.
I know that D'Angelo Russell can knock those threes down, but you can see he's not shooting it very well in the second half. I love a drive to the basket because any kind of foul gets you free throws.
He still looks like he's rusty to me. Hasn't played in a
like
while.
He's what?
Rusty. Doesn't have the confidence right. But forget that.
Yeah,
that's done. It's 13 seconds to go now. What do you think Jim Boylan's going to do? He's got to try to get the ball to Levine's head.
Levine's going to take the last shot,
like,
and he's
going to
take a three.
Yeah.
He's going to take a pick and roll and come off that thing. And if you don't jump switch it, he's going to shoot it right in your face there. They're going to go for a three.
Do you try to double him, or is that too risky at this point?
No, I think you could try to double it quickly. But the double team has to come from a non-shooter. Maybe Dunn. I'll tell you who they like. If Dunn is in there, his man's got to come and help on Levine.
Good point. Burks will come out. Russell.
Well, they've got Cody White coming back.
Robinson, Pascal, and Draymond. The Bulls still have Carter Jr. out there with Satoransky, White, Levine, and Markkanen.
Yeah, no Dunn.
No Dunn. And if you leave Carter Jr., you're open to an offensive rebound and a tip-in.
And Cody White can score for you, too. So
Bulls have it near sideline. Going at the basket to our right at midcourt. 100-98, 13 seconds to go. Levine goes to the backcourt and takes the inbound. Waves Carter Jr. away. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Carter Jr. comes up, no screen. 5 seconds, here he comes. Spin by Levine, takes the three for the win. Back rim, no good. Tip, Draymond's got it. Ball game's over. The Warriors have won. Golden State hangs on for a 100-98 win. They salvage a game on the road trip and come out with energy and effectiveness. And the Bulls see a possible victory go awry. At the back rim, Zach LaVine's three did not go down. Golden State will sweep the season series from Chicago.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.